Dorothy Davis. Looking at the Radio Times, Doctor Who, there you are on the cover, David Tennant with the fabulous Catherine Tate.
Oh, and Jodie Whittaker's in there.
We're literally
turning the pages now. Gorgeous.
Look at that, all of them. Do you, is there a rule about how many doctors you can have in the room at the same time? Does something happen if there's too many of you?
The Blinovich limitation effect.
That's it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Were a few of you got together to screen some of the episodes, didn't you?
We did, but you were still on strike, unfortunately. So David wasn't there, and we had a lovely time without you. It's good.
Thank you very much.
We had a lovely night with Colin Baker was there, Sylvester McCoy was there. We've seen Peter Davison recently. It's been really lovely. It genuinely is a big family. I know people say showbiz things like that, but properly is.
Yeah, and I love the shows also where lots of Doctor Who assistants got together. There is so much gold. By the way, also, there's a Doctor Who Unleashed, new Access All Areas show going behind the scenes on Doctor Who as well, hosted by Stefan Powell. And this looks rather brilliant. We get to see a bit of the magic behind the scenes, which we all love. Yeah. A bit of BTS. We've had a voice note in for both of you.
Okay.
Have a little listen to this.
Russell, David, it's Michael Ball here. Just to tell you, since it's been dropped on iPlayer, I've been watching all the series of Doctor Who from 2005. I'm currently on series 7? No, 8. Oh. I'm on series 8.
We have nothing to do with that,
loving
Michael.
It. It's so good catching up with it all again. It's magnificent. But there's one glaring omission from the pantheon of all the fabulous storylines that you've had on Doctor Who. Where is the all-singing, all-dancing musical episode? There is a planet somewhere out there in the galactic world that musicals are their language, and you need to rectify this. Can we have an all-musicals episode? And if you're looking for a middle-aged, curly-haired cherub to be part of the cast, I'm ready, willing, and able.
Wow.
What do you think?
He turns up at my house.
Does he?
He turns up at work, begging, begging. Noble, no.
He will not take it for. Is this something? Are we underlining this? Is this the end of it? There will never be a musical episode.
I'm only fighting it because I love him too much. And of course, I want him on. also on the show.
Wait to see my step ball change.
Oh my goodness me. I don't know if we could handle it. What about Doctor Who, the musical on stage? I mean, I'm surprised.
There was kind of one of them.
Yeah. If you say it, it will happen.
Yeah.
I think it's. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, fantastic. Can I just say thank you so, so much? You've been so wonderful. Oh. So much Doctor Who out there for you.
Yes.
Star Beast is on BBC One and iPlayer on Saturday night at 6:30. So much on BBC Sounds, including special My Life in a Mixtape episodes and a two-part documentary hosted by Whovian superfan she is, Jo Wiley.
Dame Jo Wiley.
I know, when is that happening? Is that happening yet? Okay.
Thank you for letting us in.
Letting you in? You've taken over.
Louis Theroux Interviews is back on BBC iPlayer.